You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back, Arizona. Let's get our hands in the soil. It's our outdoor living hour, third Saturday of the month. Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice is with us, talking all things landscape and gardening at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. You can send text questions to 411-923. Or send us an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We do have the ability to monitor all of those channels, even when we're live on location, like we are today at Sanderson Ford for the 64th anniversary Hoot Nanny Sale.
It's big time. I'm in awe of these girls. You know, I play the guitar. Well, to say I play the guitar is a real stretch.
I have one. It has strings on it.
and I can make it make some sounds once in a while. But, oh, my gosh.
I didn't know that.
A gift that they have to be able to do that.
And if you're just joining us, not all of our radio affiliates carry our 7 o'clock hour. Our intro music was performed live by the Arizona Wildflowers. It's a group of four sisters who play bluegrass music. They've got a mandolin, a fiddle, a guitar. We'll be hearing more throughout the broadcast. And they're performing live here for 2 hours, starting at 11 o'clock.
And if you're in this part of town, you need to get here. It's something. They're great.
Well, even if you're not in this part of town, you've got all day together. There's nowhere in Arizona that you couldn't be here by Sanderson Ford by the end of this broadcast.
There you go.
Granted, you don't end up on a closed freeway for construction.
They can't have construction on Easter weekend working, can they?
I don't know.
Let's hope not.
Let's hope not.
Let's hope they're not making anybody work today.
So what? Where are we going to start in our lawns today?
Wow, you know, we're in that time now where it's warming up. Things are starting to change. We're going to start getting into that warm season stuff. The winter lawns are, you know, they're going to start fading here a little bit. The Bermuda grass is waking up. In the low desert, you know, the all that growth and wildflowers and stuff starting to maybe dry up a little bit. If you've got weeds, they're probably getting pretty big if you haven't done anything about that. So lots of weed problems. This would be a great time to check your irrigation system. You know, we're talking 90-degree weather. You know, not terribly hot yet, but certainly we had all that rain and all that cool weather, which hopefully people turned their irrigation systems off. Now they need to be back on, and you need to make sure they're watering properly. So, you know, you need to get out there and turn them on manually. See them run. Make sure your sprinkler heads are functioning properly. Make sure the drippers are not shooting water into the neighbor's yard. Make sure you don't have floods. Make sure the plants are getting water. Those things tend to, you know, get plugged up, get neglected, get broken. Dogs chew them up. Different things happen to them. So it's kind of like your air conditioning unit. You don't want to wait till the first 105-degree day to figure out it isn't working right. You want to make sure your irrigation system is working properly before it gets hot and those plants get stressed because they're not getting enough water. So that would be a great task as we start to transition into needing some water from really haven't needed to water much all winter.
A lot of confusion on lawns right now. You know, I saw a couple emails come in this past week. People are wondering, my winter lawn, as you say, is kind of showing signs of wearing out.
Right.
The Bermuda is starting to green up, but I got some weeds interlaced in there a little bit. So how do I weed-free my TIF or my Bermuda for the summer at this stage? Should I be fertilizing and letting the winter lawn go just a little bit longer? Mm-hmm. Or do I hit it with some weed killer?
If you overseeded and you have a winter lawn and it's starting to maybe show some signs of transitioning, most of the weeds that we have are broadleaf weeds, and you can spray a herbicide on those that will not affect the grassy plants. You know, the rye grasses, the Bermuda grasses. That, you know, they're a different genetic makeup, so that you can use a herbicide on broadleaf weeds that won't affect grasses, whether it's rye or Bermuda. And I'm always an advocate of control those weeds the minute you see them. Pull them, you know, if you can, spray them, spot spray them, whatever you need to do, get those out of the way. This is also a great time to use a pre-emergent herbicide, which won't affect your Bermuda grass coming back. It only keeps seeds from, you know, the germination process. It interrupts that. So spring and fall are great times to do that. Now, if you plant a winter lawn, you can't, you don't want to use a pre-emergent and keep your winter lawn from germinating, but this is a great time to do that because we will have things like spurge, and as things warm up, a whole different set of weeds coming on. So, but control the weeds regardless of that.
Now we can pre-emerge with the liquid through a hose applicator that's kind of dyed so you know where you're spraying on the granite. What do you do for the lawn?
A granular. Okay. There are some good granular herbicides. I like the ones that contain Dimension because Dimension will prevent spurge. And spurges are probably one of our most predominant, ornery, nasty weeds, especially if it's in a lawn. Of course, the best way to prevent weeds in your lawn is to have a good lawn.
Yeah.
A healthy, thick, lush lawn will choke out and prevent weeds in and of itself. So fertilizing, you talked about whether to fertilize or not fertilize if you're transitioning now. One thing we don't want to do, we used to tell people to cut back on the water to kind of burn the, you know, that will stress your Bermuda grass that's underneath. Don't monkey with the water. What you want to do.
The sun will take care of the ryegrass.
Well,
time.
You know, if you don't increase the water, what I recommend is just don't increase it. You know, if you've been watering, you know, or haven't been watering much, you know, you want to water, but don't water enough to really keep the ryegrass luxuriant. Water about what you would water your Bermuda grass. And then lower your mowing heights. You know, start to, you know, maybe after this weekend, you've got people coming for Easter, you want the lawn to look good, but maybe after this weekend, if it's going to stay in the 90s, maybe get the lawnmower down a notch or two over the next few weeks. And I would probably not fertilize until you start to see some Bermuda grass now kicking in. Because you probably don't want to encourage that ryegrass to flourish a whole lot longer.
And the broadleafs, I can finish using my MSMA with a Harper's Nursery sticker on it from about 12 years ago.
Yeah, make sure you shake it up good. It's probably all settled down at the bottom.
Active ingredients. Maybe.
I'll put that on the shelf. I'm not even sure you can buy that anymore.
I don't think you can. I've looked for it.
Active ingredients may be clogged.
Yeah, right.
Now, I did not get a winter lawn in, and the kids remind me of that constantly. That is their favorite, the soft grass lawn. Why don't we get a soft grass lawn in?
Right.
What we used to do is we've got a birthday in May for Tinley, and we would try and keep the winter lawn through the birthday in May, and then we've got Roxy's birthday in October, so then we would, or in September, so we would try and keep the rye or the Bermuda almost till October. Well, I've almost got a beautiful green Bermuda right now.
Oh, if you didn't overseed.
And I have hardly done anything.
And the advantage to not overseeding is that your Bermuda grass lawn will kick in a lot earlier. and it's been warm enough that existing Bermuda lawns are probably pretty greened up by now.
And because I didn't put a winter lawn in, I didn't have the sprinklers on. And I just turned on the sprinklers last week. But with all the rain we got by itself and how moist everything had been in the mild spring, it was already green before I turned the water on.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and make any judgments whether you should put a winter lawn in or not put a winter lawn in. I have my own personal feelings about that. But if you did not, you know, then your Bermuda has probably green. And then I would fertilize. If you didn't overseed, if you don't have ryegrass sitting there and your Bermuda is greening up, once it starts to green up, it's growing, you ought to start fertilizing it. And we recommend, you know, about every 30 to 45 days that you fertilize Bermuda grass-type grasses through the growing season. So, yeah, keep it well fed. Make sure your sprinklers are working properly because, you know, it doesn't take, you know, we get that first 100, 105-degree day. If you've got what we call a hot spot where your sprinklers aren't covering right, it'll show up pretty fast. So, you know, go through it. Make sure those sprinklers are working good.
Now, to answer this question about weeds in your lawn, I would love it if Weed and Feed would work.
Yeah, you know, if you look at the active ingredient in a Weed and Feed, and it's a convenience deal, but the amount of herbicide that's in those is so small that, in, you know, it, they're okay if you've got a spot, you know, a weed here and there.
Yeah.
But if you've got a weed problem, they are not the most effective way to go.
Yeah.
And you're paying a lot of money, typically, a premium for that combination. I'm more, much more an advocate of using a good fertilizer, and if you've got weeds, use a good herbicide to specifically attack those weeds. So getting back to that, yes, if you have weeds and you have a winter lawn or don't have a winter lawn, either one, you can find typically a weed killer that will specifically attack those weeds without affecting your lawn. I'm a big advocate. Take a sample. If you don't know, grab a weed, pull it up, put it in a plastic bag, and take it immediately to your local garden or nursery center and let them identify it. Tell them what kind of lawn it's growing in or where it's growing. Is it in rock? Is it in grass? Is it in a Bermuda lawn? Is it in something else? And they can hone you in on something that will work for you.
And we have a lot of clients that want to know what to do about the spurge. And it seems like this spurge thing has kind of hit us in the last 6 or 7 years. I don't know. I never remember seeing it like I have the last five years.
It's been around a long time, but you're right. It's gotten real, really prevalent. I've seen spurge out in the desert.
Yeah. So a lot of our clients just live through it through the summer and let the winter kill it off and then hit it hard with pre-emergent 2 months ago in February.
Yeah, the issue with spurge is it's such a prolific seed producer.
Mowing it.
If you'll notice, the doves in your yard are out there eating the seeds, and then they spread the seeds everywhere. And, so it gets us in a lot of ways. And the hotter and more humid it gets, the better it likes it. So it isn't something that I recommend you let linger too long. One way or the other, get rid of it.
And if in your beautiful lawn and all the watering, you've got a couple, maybe some shaded spots where you've got some pool water or the mosquitoes are out there after you, Bonide's got you covered with mosquito beater. And it comes in a lot of different applications depending on what it is you're trying to do. If you've got a lawn, you can hook up the ready to spray and just spray it right off wherever you can reach with that sprayer, trees, lawns, shrubs. If you've got an area that you can't spray, maybe it's underneath a deck or you've got your wood pile out back, you can bomb it with some foggers. They've got a great fogging liquid as well. They've even got soluble. If you've got standing water somewhere, you just drop it in there and it will kill the mosquitoes before they hatch. You can find Bonide's mosquito beater all over the state, including Treeland Nursery in Mesa, Summerwinds Nursery in Glendale, and Mesquite Valley Growers in Tucson. Bonide products are family made in America, and if you've got a mosquito problem, it's mosquito beater.